Howard?
Yes, sir?
How you getting along?
Well, I'm a little in head, Mr. President, but it's an awful cliffhanger. It's a pretty tough race. It looks like we've got it locked in now as far as the final vote is concerned, with a 165-vote lead. This reminds me of a race of yours a few years ago.
Well, you're just twice as good as I am. I've always known that.
I'm sure that my opponent, of course, we have the official canvass, will undoubtedly take place next week. We've rechecked with the county clerk, and it looks like our figures are correct. And so now it'll be up to him whether he tries to get a recount after we get it certified.
You'd be awful careful. You check with every one of them and make your man go there and get an affidavit from him what it is, because they'll really screw you. I've gone through all that.
Well, we're sure going to do that. Yes, sir. Congratulations to you.
What in the hell happened, Howard?
Well,
there wasn't anything like that when I was out there.
Just a combination of events. This fellow ran real strong up in the Reno area. I did as good as I expected down here. As a matter of fact, did a little better. Had wonderful support here, but he's a personable young guy, and he was able to divorce himself enough from Goldwater and hit this big government. He used the Bobby Baker issue on me quite badly. And as a matter of fact, he came out with a half an hour film right at the last, which he used with some effect in the small counties. And then when you were here, unfortunately, you overlooked Baring on our program here, and we got up to Reno, and I failed to introduce him up there, quite inadvertent. And this made a lot of his people felt that that was intentional on your part and intentional on my part, and that hurt us some. But it's just a combination of events. But it looks like we're all right.
Well, I mentioned him though in Reno, didn't I?
Oh yeah, you mentioned him up there, but I neglected to introduce him up there. And you didn't mention him here. I introduced him here, and you didn't mention him
here. Well, damn it, we ought to beat him in the primary. That's what we ought to do.
Well, that's right. I agree with you.
I'll swear, Howard, we can't have anything happen to you. You're the best we got.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Mr. President.
Well, now, have you got all the legal talents you need, and are you taking care of it, and you're staying on top of it?
We'll be right on top of it, yeah.
Now, what does he say?
Pardon?
What's he saying?
Well, he hasn't said anything yet. You see, it just caught up with him this morning, because he got 18 votes ahead of me once this morning, and when we finally got it pinned down, from a recheck of the county clerks, I ended up with 165-vote margin. And that's where it stands. And the news people have officially declared me the winner, you know. But of course they don't.
Are both the Las Vegas papers for you?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought.
Both of them.
What about the Reno paper?
One of them for me and one against me.
Did our man keep his commitment out there at Las Vegas?
Yes, sir. Very good. Yes, he did good. You certainly had an overwhelming win.
What did I care about?
Pardon?
What did I care about?
It was better than 21,000. We figured 20,000 that you'd carried by, and it looks like it probably will go over maybe 22,000.
Well, now, why in the hell didn't you just hang Goldwater all over him?
We did. We tried to, but he was able to talk his way out of it. To this extent, he'd say, well, I'm against this big, bad federal government, but I believe in federal aid to education, you know, and a few things like that. So he was able to talk his way off the hook a little.
They have more money than you do?
Oh, yes. He got quite a bit, I understand, from your old friend Hunt down there. But he spent well over $250,000.
Don't you ever believe that. They always say that Hunt always pours money in. I've never believed he spent $10 in his life. But every election, they say Hunt pulled it in.
Well, all I know is the story. You know, but he did he had no money problem.
How many votes were polled?
Pardon?
How many votes were polled in the state?
About 135,000. It was a record. A record turnout and a record poll for us. And
what percentage did I get?
You got 60, a little over 60%.
Was that about what you figured?
Excuse me, just under 60%.
Is that about what you figured?
Yes. Yeah.
And what did you figure, 55?
Well, I thought I'd get about 55, 56. But it just wasn't in the cards. I got just what I figured here. I thought I'd get 60 here. You and I ran right together in this county. But in the small counties in the northern part of the state, you ran out in front, and this fellow beat me pretty bad.
Well, now, you let me know if there's anything we can do. We just can't lose you. Good All God right. Almighty. Hilbert's here wants to talk to you. Wait a minute.
All right.
Are all the votes in now?
Yes, sir. They're all in, and they're all buttoned up, and we've had the U.S. Marshal instruct them to keep them, the ballots under lock and key.
Now, if you get in any trouble, you call Mike Bundy there in the White House and tell him to talk to, call me here at the ranch so we can talk to Nick Katzenbach. Let's watch that awful carefully.
Yes, sir.
All right, now wait a minute. Here's the FBI. Have the FBI. Is he your friend out there?
Yes, sir.
Well, you just have him to watch him. Let's don't let anything happen. Here's Hubert.
Howard.
Hi.
I gather you got a squeaker, huh?
Oh, I sure have. I really got a cliffhanger, Hubert.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you, friend. Listen, may I make a suggestion that if you want to get some consulant advice on this, our governor at home, you know, went through that recount at 1,300,000 votes.
Yeah.
And he had some awfully good people working with him out there.
He did?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And he pulled through by 91 votes. He was he was behind in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's terribly serious. I mean, don't let him get you, as the president
uh-huh.
said.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I'm sorry to hear it was so close.
Well, it was really a squeaker.
That's...
But we think we've got it locked up now so we can hold on to it unless he goes on his recount, or that's something else again.
Yeah. Well, hang right on, old buddy.
Okay.
It's good to talk to you.
Nice talking to you.
Yes, sir. We're sure thinking of you and wishing you well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for everything, Howard.
Surely appreciate it.
You heard the president want to say something to you.
All right, sir.
I know you're going to make it, but if you don't, I'll promote you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Okay.
As long as we're out and ahead now, we're going to try to hold this.
Well, we're all one big family, you know, and in adversity we stand together, so go on and let them have it, and
yes, sir.
Let us know what we can do.
Yes, sir. We won't pull any punches on
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Goodbye.